The Buddy System. Dear Cosmo. Hello, my favorite pup. I'm already missing you. That's because some kids from my class are going on a trip to New York City next week, and dogs aren't allowed to come. Which is ridiculous, by the way. In every animated movie I see about dogs, they're all walking around New York City like they own the place. In fact, I can think of quite a few reasons you'd be a perfect companion for me on the trip. You would fit right in with the dog walkers. You could hail us a cab with your bark. And we could share a treat from the ice cream truck, since we both like vanilla with sprinkles. But unfortunately, the teachers still said no. The trip is a gift from Billy J. Plumberry, the famous author from our hometown who wrote the Bob the Potato series. Mr. Plumberry said that we'll be having a New York weekend of creativity, where we will sightsee and take part in special workshops about how to write stories, just like he does. The goal is that our school, as a group, will create a whole book with characters and a plot and everything. The only issue is that the trip is soon, as in this weekend. Not everyone in my class can go, unfortunately. It's a busy weekend for sports practices and music recitals, birthday celebrations, and grandparents coming to town. The kids who can't come are really sad. But Billy promised that he'd hold another workshop as soon as possible. But some of us who can go, including, luckily, four of my friends, are really looking forward to it. Rocco's coming.
Think we'll get to go to Central Park? Or, oh, Broadway? Wall Street?
Maria's coming. I can't wait to soak in the city life. So many smart people live there. Petra's coming. I hope Billy gives us lots of writing tips. I'm working on a new script. And Christian's coming.
I'm excited for pigeons.
Wait, seriously? Well, that and pizza. And Coney Island. Christian is a huge roller coaster fan, and apparently Coney Island has one of the oldest amusement parks in the U.S. But Ms. Kettle said we might not be able to get to Coney Island because we have a very packed schedule doing lots of other things. In fact, today she received the trip's official itinerary.
Such an exciting schedule, she said.
Her puppet Steve agreed.
I can be the tour guide.
The other kids able to come to New York are Michael McMiniman, Oliver Bracca, my old friend Violet Vance, Riley Miller, and Riley and Violet's new friend, Lulu McDaniels. And, as it turns out, Riley also has big plans for her time in the city. She told Rocco, I'm excited to go to New York because I'm obviously going to be discovered.
Discovered for what?
Discovered because I'm awesome. My friends asked me what I'm excited about most. I'm not sure. Don't get me wrong, I really want to go on the trip. But as with most things, I also feel a little nervous. New York City is a very worrisome place. Here are a few concerns just off the top of my head. Aggressive bike messengers, stuck elevators, and falling pianos. I'm not kidding about the pianos. A lot of people with pianos live in small apartment buildings and can't get them up the tight staircases when they move. So the movers have to lift the pianos by ropes up the face of the building and through the window. You have to figure those ropes snap from time to time and fall on innocent people. Pedestrians, tourists, kids on school trips. Miss Kettle is in charge of the trip. Mr. Howdy, who teaches art club, is coming too. Both of them told us again and again that the trip is a very, very big deal and a huge privilege. In fact, we got out of math one day just to go over some fun facts, rules, and guidelines.